Are you mastering the exercise? Ha! The notion of mastery went out the window a long time ago. The approach I'm describing is too haphazard, too frenetic for mastery. I now point to the spaces between the circles. You're jumping around. Surely there are issues overlooked, discussions you fail to develop in sufficient depth. This approach is more like a desperate attempt to survive. Help! Not that you care. Actually, you're feeling better. You're getting a whole lot down on paper, until you glance at your watch. Whoops! Suggested time for the hypo was 45 minutes. You're an hour and 15 minutes into the exam. You can't believe the time has passed so quickly. Now you're behind the eight ball, playing catch-up. So you move on to the next hypo, and the next. And so it goes, fast and furious. 2, 3, 4 hours. Whatever pops into your head you think the professor might want to see. Throw it down on paper. Until they call for exams, you turn yours in and, whew, you're exhausted, but you feel pretty good. I think most law students feel pretty good at the end of the first exam. They have a comforting sense, I survived, I think I passed. That's a curious feeling, isn't it? For students accustomed to getting A's all their lives to think, oh, thank goodness, I passed. Here comes one of your friends, a classmate. Hey, did you see that issue about such and such? Your stomach churns. It's hard to remember what you did during those fast and furious 4 hours. It's all a blur. It's like you just woke up from a dream. Maybe it's in there somewhere. You did get an awful lot down on paper. And at this point, you don't really care. You're hungry. Gotta have some lunch. You're tired. Gotta take a nap. You've got another exam the next day. A semester of diligent preparation culminates in a series of haphazard, frenetic exam efforts, predictably resulting in mediocre performances, richly deserving mediocre grades. If you don't know it already, across the board in law school, grades are lower. No more of that 40% of the grades are A's college stuff. Actually, grades have inflated dramatically in law school in recent years, particularly at the bigger name schools. There was a time I'd hear of professors who awarded no A's in a class of 100, well, maybe 2 or 3, and perhaps 27 F's. I don't hear many reports of F's anymore. There seem to be relatively few D's. Perhaps it's the self-esteem movement come to law school, or students with guns, or given what you're paying in tuition, why flunk anyone? At some schools, the average first-year grade is approaching a B+, sometimes higher. At Duke Law School, the average first-year grade recently was a 3.2. Similar at Harvard, Stanford, UVA. Still relatively few A's at any law school, typically fewer than 10%. At many schools, all B's still put you in the top third of the class. At a few schools, the top 20%. Not that law school administrators aren't encouraging professors to award more A's. They'd like to institute a curve whereby 15 to 20% of grades are A's. However, professors have some standards. They draw the line at giving A's. We'll see that the standard of who should get an A is not so subjective as many students imagine. It's clear and bright in every professor's mind, whether consciously or unconsciously acknowledged. What would a competent lawyer do with this exercise? Even if a professor never practiced law, he or she probably clerked for a judge and watched lawyers at work for a couple years. Many of the lawyers were incompetent. They still couldn't write an A law school exam. But many set a standard of probing, insightful application of relevant law to relevant facts that stays with the professor. They know it when they see it in an exam response. Very few law students come anywhere close to this standard. And professors cannot in good conscience award A's to any who do not at least approach this standard. So even at Duke, with its 3.2 GPA, the grade of A+ is reserved for only 2 students in every class. At NYU, over 80% of students get B's, but students stomp around and carp that they can't get A's.